Kenny Loggins song, I'm All Right, of course, better known as the theme song from the single greatest motion picture ever made, in my opinion, Caddyshack. It sounds particularly good on a day like today, where it's just gorgeous outside. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is an absolutely beautiful day, as well as 97.1 FM, soon to be again 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, looking for a high in the low 80s today. And the way I'm not a meteorologist or anything, but that stream thing that was bringing all this smoke from Alberta into Bonner Boundary County yesterday afternoon, I think it's changing or has changed this morning and start blowing it east. So too bad for Montana and North Dakota. But Officer Heather, always look forward to chatting with Heather today. Canada Theater last weekend. It's also going to be there this weekend. We'll find out what the schedule is for this weekend showing, the final weekend of Into the Woods. And in our final segment today, we'll be talking to Chad Cole, president of the Sandpoint Lacrosse. Cooler, bring a lawn chair and enjoy the start of the 50s parade at Gripshin Tire Pros tomorrow afternoon. Also this weekend, if you're into disc golf course, is hosting a tournament called Lost in the Fir Trees. So clever. It's a Saturday starting at 8 a.m. Pro and amateur divisions. Lots of merchandise to give away. There'll be food and beverages for sale for lunch there at the Baldfoot Disc Golf Course. And you can look up Sandpoint Disc Golf on Facebook for more information on that coming up. In or drop in from 4 to 8 at 113 Main. For more information, look up lots more. Oh, let's see. Today is the 18th. It's the Burger Doc's 4th birthday. Free fries. Free fries at the Burger Doc all day today. So you may want to go check that out, especially if you are hungry. You may want to check out the rest of this show. We've got Heather Upton with us here in just a moment. Keely Gray will join us, as well as Chad Cole from Sandpoint Lacrosse. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. It's starting to become noticeable that Taylor & Sons is beginning to fill up with the most popular Chevrolet models. The model that we're truly becoming representative of is Silverado 1500 trucks. Right now, Taylor & Sons has over 30 new Silverado 1500 trucks, either in stock or in transit from the factory. These vehicles represent the entire available lineup for Silverado, from work-ready to ultra-luxury gas, diesel, or suspension-modified. Taylor & Sons has it. The best part is the month of May, all Silverado 1500 trucks are on sale at Taylor & Sons, with factory rebates, dealer discounts, and interest rates for qualified buyers as low as 1.9% APR. This is the best time to buy in quite some time. Most importantly, right now at Taylor & Sons, you can touch and feel all the available trim and engine combinations in a variety of colors. You can view all our new Silverado 1500 trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every new vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
White Mountain Chain in Bonner's Ferry, serving the mining, oil, logging, and trucking industries. They offer services for on-road, off-road, snow removal, ATVs, and recreation vehicles. White Mountain Chain provides the safest trig chains available, serving North Idaho for over 30 years. Let White Mountain Chain give you the safety that only high-quality chains can give. WhiteMountainChain.com. White Mountain Chain. Bonner's Ferry, Idaho.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday, and about once a month we check in with Heather Upton from the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic. Well, she's the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic Preservation Officer, and it's great to have you here and your smiling face once again this month. Another sunny day, and what's going on?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I always love this time that we share together. Well, one of the things that I'm always talking about and our community is talking about is our community character. Mm-hmm. What is the foundation of that? And so I thought it would be fun during, you know, these wonderful once a month conversations that we have, would to bring up those moments that really kind of represent what our character is.
I love it.
So today I thought I would talk about a little bit of a hidden jewel. To some, they may be very familiar with this signature historic vernacular in our community. Others, they may not be aware of it. And it's the sweet little bungalow that's hidden on 506 North 2nd Avenue. And it's commonly known as the Page House.
506 North 2nd Avenue. So just to give a listener a visual, where is that?
So it's kind of like hidden along. If you were to keep going down, you're going past all that 1950s, 60s, mid-century hospital buildings, along 2nd Avenue. And then it's actually tucked on the right-hand side, just along Sand Creek right there.
Okay.
And it's butted up against a commercial hospital infill that was there. And so, that's a really great example of how the town kind of grew up, around the house. And so this house actually was built in 1917, and it was built by a really important person in our community, which was Dr. Onus F. Page. So he came here in 1900s from Pullman, Washington, and he was the company doctor for the Humbert Lumber Company mill. So he designed this house, and at the time, this design was very much state-of-the-art. It was constructed from local old-growth larch, which I find very interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of these houses that are from the turn of the century, you'll find so many dotted across our local residential neighborhoods. The materials that they are made of are special you can't get them anymore. It's too cost prohibitive if you can find them. But fun thing is, with this house, a lot of times he would see patients within this house. And so then they would be seen going into the left room as you enter into the front door. So it was commonly an overflow situation because the actual Page Hospital, which was located no longer there on 514, could only hold so many patients. So he would support that hospital moment with his house. And the other thing that I felt was really interesting, the family cow and chickens were kept in the back of the house, and they supplied the family and the patients with fresh milk, cream, and eggs. And so that those important ingredients were also supplied to the local hospital too.
Wow, interesting to know. So what is currently in the Page House?
So I believe at one point it was a used as a building for the hospital. Mm-hmm. So not quite sure, but sometimes when I'm walking, I kind of do that little loop, and I'm one of those strange people that sit and stare at the house and fantasize and imagine what was. And I know. But I also, I always call myself a groupie of Sandpoint or the Sandpoint history, mm-hmm. because my family, they were not the ones that came here during the turn of the century and created the town necessarily, but I'm a big fan of all those people that did,
mm-hmm.
and the individuals, you know, that are generationally connected to them. So I have this like wonderful idea if I were to have, you know, a dinner and I could invite anybody, living or not, who would it be? And I bet Onus would be one of him. He was the town mayor too, which I thought was interesting. The first mayor that the city had when it became officially a town from a village. And the other fun fact that I learned when I was a curator of the museum was the family traditionally and originally came from the circus.
Really?
Yeah. So,
and then they hired him as a doctor?
Started in the circus, ended up as a doctor.
Here, drink this.
Yes. And then the legacy of the family, we have Ethel Page Westwood, who was connected to him, who was an important doctor in the community too. And so we have a lot to celebrate with the Page family here.
Yeah, that's really interesting to know. And like you, I have always been fascinated with the history, and especially around Sandpoint and around that period of the 1900s and to 1920, 1930. Like, how did people survive?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, for a lot of people moving from big cities, even today, it's like, oh, I'm going to be roughing it. I'm living in North Idaho. But you imagine what it was really like roughing it 120, 150 years ago.
Absolutely. They were very hardy people.
Yeah. I mean, you were your own cows and your own chickens, and that's how you survived. And
it's hard to believe. Like, I look at my garden and it's definitely a hobby moment, but to think that I would have to survive off of that garden, it's a scary thought.
That is very scary for me. I know that. I don't know about your garden. I'm sure that it's a lot more better maintained. But, interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So what else is going on with your department these days? What's anything upcoming that we should know about?
Yeah, well, we're working on a lot of exciting historic preservation research, working with the surveys that have been done in our community, both commercial and residential. I will share, you know, as those projects develop, more of that. We're getting ready to launch our Silver Box program, which is our art on loan program. And I know everybody will be excited to see that again. And we'll be getting the call out to artists, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So it's great to see our public art programs up and running again after a brief pause with the whole world pausing.
Yeah, but I appreciate you bringing the notice to the Page House and the history behind it. I see you have this pamphlet on that with the picture, and there's several other homes there.
Yes.
Is that something that people can still pick up? Or
absolutely. So a lot of my juicy tidbits come from the Sandpoint Walkthrough History Walking Tour brochure, and this is a historical brochure that was put together with the Historic Preservation Commission in the city of Sandpoint in the museum, and it's available at the museum, Chamber of Commerce, at the city, and it's great. It has wonderful history on our historic commercial downtown area, along with some residential homes as well.
Yeah, so you can stop by the Chamber or the Historical Society Museum or the city office and just pick up one of these and
absolutely
walk around town and learn about all these old homes.
And it's complimentary, and whenever it's such a beautiful booklet. We did have some sponsors that helped out, and you can see they're in the back. But it's free to the public, and people can't believe it when they receive it.
Very good. Heather Upton, thanks for joining us once again. Do you have plans for your family in Lost in the 50s? It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
We all look forward to seeing the parade and all the beautiful cars. We're so thankful to have that one-of-a-kind event here.
Yeah. Heather Upton from the city of Sandpoint, the arts and historical preservation officer. Always a pleasure having you on the show. And if we don't see you out and about this weekend, we'll catch you right here on North Idaho Thursday next month.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Keely Gray is with us. And I think you know what we'll be talking about. So stick around.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 600 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA. Alta Forest Products is the world's leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. jobs@altafp.com. jobs@altafp.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to see what's new at Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade, open weekdays, and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Dandy to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text Dandy to 42424. That's Dandy to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by, well, it's safe to say no stranger to our local radio stations here. Keely Gray is with us, of course, with the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater and their presentation. You've been talking about it for weeks, if not months, on a variety of our local talk shows. Into the Woods, and it opened last weekend. Tell us how last Friday and Saturday went.
Oh, it was so much fun. We had great audiences. Everybody was really receptive and into it. I mean, of course, every show that's live, you get live theater little foibles that happen. But what's great about it is most of the time, we're the only ones who know about it. So, which is great. But no, the cast, this cast and crew are just such an amazing family, and we always end up just laughing or crying together, which is great. And so to have an audience to share it with was really wonderful. We loved it.
And one of our chamber ambassadors, Steve Sansers, at our luncheon on last Tuesday was talking about the energy in the theater on Friday night, opening night. Of course, there's always that nervous energy.
Oh, yeah.
Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. I had a blast. I have so much fun, and it's interesting from my perspective because I'm playing Cinderella, and I'm also the director. And so it was funny for me to kind of take that actor role on because I didn't realize – I mean, I did, but I didn't realize how much of – how I was not going to be able to be Madam Director when I'm on stage because Cinderella has the most costume changes of the whole entire show. So I'm like constantly backstage preparing for my next big poofy wedding dress or some costume that I have. And speaking of costumes, our costume designer, McCallum Morgan, just killed it. And this was his very first time. And it's amazing to see his work on stage.
I hadn't really thought about this, but where do the costumes come from first? A play like this that has so many changes?
Great question. We have what's called in the theater industry a build, borrow, buy list. And so because production teams actually get started way before the casting even happens. So like 6 months before a production, you have your lighting designer, your costume designer, your set designer all meeting with the director and the producer to get the overall vision of the show together. And so long story short, our build, borrow, buy list is just that, things that we build, things that we borrow, things that we buy. So from a varied sources do we get these costumes. And McCallum was super impressive because he actually built a great number of the pieces or added alterations to them to enhance them for the vision that he had. And it was just remarkable to see his work, and especially with the witch, because I think all of the witch's costumes, if not all except for one, he built out of scratch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive. So you, as the director and one of the main characters, were you hard on yourself, you know, as a director?
Always. Always. It was pretty funny, though, because my sweet, wonderful stage manager, when we got into Tech Week, I was noticing because he followed my lead. And usually what I do for my actors is I give them sticky notes so that we're not, you know, staying in the theater late. So I give them all sticky notes for kind of notes to work on. And Michael had sticky notes for everybody except for me. And so it was really funny. I was like, oh, well, he probably knows that if I made a mistake, I'm probably very well aware of it. So I appreciated that from him. But there were definitely moments where I was like, oh, man, Keely, you missed that note. Or, oh, man, you could have done that better.
So if somebody, you know, people listening to this right now and they don't know what the story is behind Into the Woods, tell us about the play itself.
Absolutely. So Into the Woods is a really famous musical by Stephen Sondheim, who is very famous for West Side Story. He was the original librettist for West Side Story. A lot of people don't actually know that. I thought that was funny. But Stephen Sondheim is kind of a musical theater god, so to say, and he wrote this musical in the 70s. And basically what he did was he took all of our famous fairy tales that we know and love, like Cinderella, Rapunzel, Jack and the Beanstalk, The Baker, The Witch, and combined all of them together, interwove their stories to make them have relationships. And the first act is we see them going after their happily ever after. And then the second act is what happens after happily ever after.
So can you give us a hint what happens after happily ever after?
I don't know. I think I want to save it for everybody. But I will say, like, little hint is that even though you get your baby, even if you get your Prince Charming, what happens next is oftentimes more interesting than the pursuit of those things. Gotcha. Life doesn't stop after happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. So I did notice, looking at the Panada's website, panada.org, it says length of event 3 hours, but you just mentioned in the second half, so there's an intermission.
Yes, we do have a 15-minute intermission, and we've actually been ending a little bit early. I don't want to, you know, put any bad luck on it, but we've actually been running at more like 2.5, 2 hours and 45. We wanted to make sure we had that buffer so that in case anything went a little bit longer, folks were anticipating that, hey, you might not get out of the theater until 10. But also a great part of the community and the community theater aspect that we have is all of us actors come down to the audience in our costumes after the show is done so that we can, you know, see our friends and our family and get all those bouquets of flowers and just really feel the love. So that's kind of a great tradition that Sandpoint has really kept, even in the high school productions and Growing Dreams productions. All the cast comes out and greets their adoring fans, so to say.
Well, I mean, it was my next question was the cast itself, you know, it takes a lot of talent not only to act in a play like this, but it's a musical.
Yes.
So you have to be extremely talented. Where do all your actors come from?
Oh, man. Well, a lot of them are true blue. I call them Sandpoint celebrities, those that you've seen, you know, the Kate McAllisters and the Andrew Sorgs. But we also, I'm very proud to say, have attracted a lot of new talent that has kind of come out of the woodwork, didn't know that these opportunities existed. And so it's been really wonderful to see our sweet little family grow. And we do have a number, well, we have three of us who are actually trained opera singers that are in the cast. And one of which is my music director, Katie Skidmore. She and I actually sang together in the Bel Canto opera that was under the Music Conservatory years ago.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And so Katie, I will give her so much credit as far as the music goes, because we have all walks of life and education as far as music goes. Everything from folks who have never even looked at a piece of music before to folks who compose their own pieces. So it's a very wide variety that we have, and Katie's done a remarkable job at getting everybody comfortable with the score and the tracks, because we don't have a live orchestra under us. We're using pre-recorded tracks. And so if you miss anything,
I was going to ask you about that.
If you miss one thing,
music just keeps going.
It just keeps going. but I'm so proud of this cast, because anytime that's ever happened, because it's going to happen, anytime that's ever happened, they get right back on it. They know the music backwards and forwards, and they just hop right back on and like it was nothing. And that's probably my biggest point of pride as a director, is seeing them rise to that occasion and really just sink in and be the professionals that I know they are.
Knowing the music that well, I mean, your cast does, will the general audience be familiar with some of the music?
I hope so. I mean, they did make a movie from this musical, I want to say in 2014, and it had Johnny Depp and Meryl Streep and Emily Blunt and James Corden in it. I will be honest,
never,
it is not
heard
my
of
favorite.
Any of those people.
Never, no, they're not famous at all. It's not my favorite rendition of it. Full transparency here, I think ours is much better. But a lot of folks will recognize a lot of the music from that, as well as the Into the Woods theme is one that's most everybody knows. Do 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 do. So it's a pretty common theme. And the music's just so catchy. It's just so much fun.
Yeah. You know, I've actually heard that, I haven't seen the movie, but I've had
CRs first.
Several people say, yeah, I didn't really care for the movie, but they would love the live production.
Yes. And there's actually a live production from the original Broadway cast with Bernadette Peters as the witch. Oh. And that is the one that I tell everybody, if they're new to the show, go see Bernadette's version. It's on YouTube. You can check it out there. And it is, that one is my favorite. And Bernadette Peters, whew, oh my goodness, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Extremely amazing. So this is put on by the Lake Pendere Repertory Theater, Into the Woods at the Panada. Do you suggest to go to the Panada to buy tickets? Or?
You can actually go to our website. The Panada does, we're super thankful. The Panada does have direct links that'll lead you to our website to get tickets. But our website is lporep.com. That's LPOREP.com. And we've got little links that'll take you right to which night you want to go to, and take care of yourself there. And if you need to get tickets at the door, we will have lovely volunteers to help you.
And the doors open at 6, both Friday and Saturday night. And the show starts at 7. So you can go to the street dance Friday and the play on Saturday, or go
exactly
out to the fairgrounds for the 50s and then
yeah,
the play the other night. I was a little curious. There's no Sunday matinee?
I know. I've been getting a lot for that. It's been interesting, because when I was in college and when I was doing professional theater throughout Idaho, matinees were always the least attended. They were always like the scarcest audiences. And so I got it into my brain like, oh, nobody's going to come to matinees. And then I start doing theater here, and it is my number one question. Why aren't you doing any matinees? Why aren't you doing any matinees? So long story short, I have heard you, my loving public, and we will see what we can do for our next show.
Very good. It's just, I think a lot of us old-time Panada fans just love the Sunday. I would go to a movie there on a Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, and it's like I said, it's a learning curve for me, because I'm just kind of operating in how I've always operated as a theater professional. And now I'm like, oh, this is a totally different community. Okay. I mean, it's my community. I grew up here, but it's been very interesting being on the producer capacity and like actually thinking about all of the different events in town and how to plan your season.
Yeah.
So that's been a great education for me.
We'll make plans now to see the final weekend of Into the Woods at the Panada Theater, 7 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. I know there's it's a super busy weekend. There's lots of things to do, but this is one thing you really should do. And again, doors open at 6. And once, I mean, we've all been to the Panada. You walk in, smell that popcorn. You just gotta have it.
Oh yeah, and cookies. They have cookies there a lot too.
Do they have beer this weekend?
I think so. They usually always have some amazing McDuff's beer.
Yeah. So, yeah, go and check that out, Into the Woods. You could learn more about it at panada.org if you want to check that out first. Keely, great. Thanks for joining us and for all you do for Sandpoint. And good luck at the Visitor Center this busy, busy weekend.
Construction starts next week. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate being on here.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to change gears here and talk about Sandpoint Lacrosse. Speaking of busy weekends, they have a very busy weekend, and the board president, Chad Cole, is with us, and we'll talk about that right after this.
Are you ready for the Lost in the 50s weekend? Gripshin Tire Pros is ready to help kick off the festivities with our annual Customer Appreciation Party, Friday, May 19th, starting at 4 o'clock. Gummy's free infamous Al Pastor tacos will be served, and there's also lots of giveaways, music, games, and a whole lot of fun. Bring a lawn chair and a cooler with beverage of your choice. Come for the free tacos, stay for the parade. That's Lost in the 50s, Friday at Gripshin Tire Pros, Division at Highway 2.
That's the sound of fun at Mark's Marine in Hayden. And right now, Mark's Spring Clearance Sale is rolling with great discounts and choices of boats, like the dynamic fishing lineup from Lund, the go-anywhere performance of Thunderjet, and the cruising style of Avalon Pontoons, all powered by Mercury Marine. Pick up your dream boat, powered by Mercury Marine, and go boldly at Mark's Marine, Highway 95 in Hayden, and at MarksMarineInc.com.
Enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Dandy to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text Dandy to 42424. That's Dandy to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Whatever your child's dreams may be, Kumon Learning Centers can help them come true. The Kumon Math and Reading program works thanks to the power of daily practice. Regular practice in math and reading strengthens skills and opens up opportunities. Practice builds independence, confidence, and grit in academics and in life. Kumon can help your child reach higher and achieve more. Right now, enroll and save up to $50. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here today on North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by Chad Cole, who is the board president of Sandpoint Lacrosse. Chad, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I know it's a little chilly in the room we're in right now, but it's beautiful outside. We have a great weekend, of course, not only lost in the 50s, and there's no rain in the forecast for the car parade, which is historically not true. But you have a boys' state lacrosse tournament at Memorial Field this weekend. Tell us about that.
Typically, rain follows lacrosse, too, so that's kind of that's our curse up here. We just had the youth tournament and had 2 inches of rain.
Yeah.
That was a youth tournament, so that was fun to navigate.
Did you get to hold it, though, here at Memorial Field?
Yeah, we had the older kids at Memorial Field, then we had Great Northern Traverse. So that youth tournament brings about 60 teams from Washington,
wow,
Montana, all over us, Coeur d'Alene, North Idaho. So that was the youth tournament we had the first week in May.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, starting tomorrow, for the first time ever, Sandpoint's hosting the IHSLL state playoffs. So we're super excited to be able to host it. Tomorrow, the games start at Memorial Field. Our Sandpoint boys are doing really well. They drew Pocatello for the first game. They're playing at 1 p.m. tomorrow on Memorial Field. So there's 8 teams coming, 4 from the north.
It does my heart good to hear that people from Pocatello have to drive here, because I drove there twice for football this
year. Oh, we've always got to drive there, right? Yeah, yeah, it's their turn. It's their turn to return the favor, and they're not overly happy about it, which makes it me even happier.
Yeah.
we have 4 teams from the east coming up, 4 teams from the north. We had regionals last week, so tomorrow, all day Friday, we've got games going on Memorial. Saturday, we have some games at Great Northern and Centennial. And then the championship game is Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. at Memorial. So when all the dust settles, we'll see who's on the field.
Of course, we've mentioned it several times here today, and everybody knows it's Lost in the 50s weekend. You have folks coming from Pocatello, all over the place. Just Coeur d'Alene, I imagine they'll go home at night. But Lake City, you have coming up, and
Jackson Hole, Idaho Falls.
Yeah. So, were they able to get hotels and stuff?
Our shout out to Lauren Doko. She's our high school program director, and I think she got the hotel accommodations. We sent out a list of them, I think mid March, and told them, hey, Lost in the 50s, a bunch of other things, like get your rooms, or you guys will be tent camping somewhere. So,
well, it's good to see. Tell us about lacrosse in Sandpoint in general. First of all, with this tournament, it's boys, high school, and is lacrosse getting closer to becoming a sanctioned high school state tournament, or how does that work?
So probably not. So, I mean, on that one, lacrosse in general is the fastest growing sport in America and in the world. A lot of reasons for it.
And one of the world's oldest sports.
Yep. One of the oldest sports. And it was played for – it's a unique sport because it was played for a different reason, right? If you follow it back to its origins, it was played for healing, right? The game is medicine, right? It's the creator's game. And if a village was in turmoil or there was disputes, they would play a game of lacrosse, right? The whole city would play. So the origins of it make it a unique sport to play, because a lot of people come together a lot more in lacrosse versus other sports. You don't have, you know, in our generation, we didn't have a lot of lacrosse growing up, right? So the parents' generation right now, all the kids are first, second, third year lacrosse players. And the parents are like, is that legal? Can they do that? Is that the rule? So it's cool. It's a big learning curve for everyone. So lacrosse for us, we started in 2005, and in the last couple of years with the volunteer crew that we have from the top down, we're just exploding in growth.
Mm-hmm.
So record year this year, we have, you know, record number of high schoolers. We have a full varsity, and then we also have a JV team this year. So one of only 4 teams, I think, in the whole conference between North and East that actually has a JV team.
Mm.
Our high school girls had the biggest numbers that we've ever had. We introduced a kindergarten through second grade developmental program this year for the first time ever in the youth, and had great turnouts for that. So, lacrosse is growing everywhere, but we're really seeing a lot of growth here in Sandpoint, which is super exciting.
So say you have kids, young kids, and as a parent, you don't know a lot about lacrosse. And the kids, obviously, you know, at 8, 9, 10 years old, maybe know nothing about it except maybe seen it on videos or whatever. How do they get going? How do they learn it? Can you come out without any knowledge and be taught how to play and borrow some gear, or how does it all work?
Great question. So, interesting enough, in doing it this year with the K through twos, that was a lot of concerns from parents, right? They're like, can they actually pick up the game at this level?
And run that much?
Right, run it. Can they cradle? Can they pass? And instinctively, kids pick it up pretty quickly, which is cool. It's kind of the opposite of what people think. So,
well, obviously, they're having fun. Are you getting the high school numbers?
Yeah. Oh, it's a blast. And I mean, just as a spectator, it's the fastest sport to watch. It's a lot of back and forth. It's high scoring. You know, boys lacrosse has some more hitting and more gear, and the kids love it, right? You are just nonstop every time. Like, your average interval of being on the field is probably 3 minutes. And then those boys and girls are just – they're waxed when they come off the field, right? So that's how fast it moves.
So you do line changes like in hockey?
Yep, exactly. Yep. So you'd have – they call the middies, right? So Middies run the full length of the field. So typically a middy on offense will go down and he's an offensive middy. And then if we lose the ball and we're going back on defense, usually those middies will come off and you'll put a new line of three middies on for defense, right? So you're going through the substitution area and just swapping out usually two or three guys at a time, just keeping fresh legs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, very similar to a hockey line change. As far as getting into the sport, you can go to our website, sandpointlacrosse.org, and check us out on there. But we're super active. You'd probably learn more on our social medias. So Instagram, Facebook, Cutthroat Lacrosse.
And oftentimes there's men and women's NCAA lacrosse on ESPN or something like that. It's a great way to get acclimated to it, and you kind of figure out the rules and what the object is.
And May is the finals for the NCAA. So college women and men's finals are going on every Saturday, Sunday right now through Memorial Day. So,
or you could see it live this Saturday and Sunday right here at Memorial Field. And are you charging to get in? Or
admission is free, so no charge to get in. We're gonna have some food vendors set up on Memorial Field. We'll have some state lacrosse t-shirts made in house, where a portion of that's a fundraiser back to the club. So if you want to see some real lacrosse and some good high school lacrosse this weekend with the states, our boys, like I said, play at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
It'd be a great way to introduce your youngsters to the game, just to come out and watch.
Yeah. And then we host summer clinics. So on our social media, we have a cutthroat camp, which is for new players. That's typically in June. So that would be a first or second year player. And then in July, we do a skills camp where we usually try to bring in maybe some D1 athletes, or there's some organizations out there that focus on higher level training for, people that have been playing 3 or 4 years. So we try to bring them to town and do some skills clinics for our more advanced players. So kind of June, July, and we do weekly pickup games. So if you wanted to try out lacrosse, we have youth pickup games every Thursday, and then high school and adult pickup games every Thursday night. So 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 p.m. for pickup games during the summer as well at Great Northern.
At Great Northern.
Yep.
Got it. So they learn more at sandpointlacrosse.org, sandpointlacrosse.org. And will all of this information that we're passing along now be on that site?
Yes. Yep. We're finalizing everything for the summer. Obviously, high school wraps up this weekend, and then the youth program has two more tournaments, and then we focus on summer ball. So that information will be coming out probably in the next 5 days.
So if you join the program, what kind of commitment would a parent and the children have?
So lacrosse, right, it's a spring sport.
Okay.
So our season runs mid-March through, high school ends now, and then the youth program has their last tournament June 2nd in Spokane.
Gotcha.
So we're done right after Memorial Day for everything.
So you don't have to join something in the fall is kind
of
what I'm getting at.
Yep. And they things that are growing, right, they do a lot of fall ball. So, but that's not an actual league. It's more going to tournaments.
Gotcha.
So you'd go to like Bend, Oregon, or Kalispell has a fall tournament. But that's kind of the next step for us. Like, we tried to get some teams to go last year. I think we made it to one, but not the other one, right?
Yeah.
Just by having enough, because there's there's always other sports going on and everything too. But
exactly. That's yeah. what I was getting at.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But yeah, lacrosse, the season, the IHSLL, the youth, it's a spring sport. And then anything that we get beyond that is a bonus.
And again, the times to see the Sandpoint boys play this weekend?
First game tomorrow, Friday, 1 p.m. at Memorial against Pocatello. Yep.
Oh, so you can go to the game and then go to Gomi's at Gripshin Tire Pros and get free tacos and watch the beginning of the parade.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a busy, busy weekend, and one of the rare, at least Fridays, where as of right now, there's no rain in the forecast, so it looks great not only for your tournament but for the Lost in the 50s parade and Lost in the 50s Saturday. And just heads up, folks, there's going to be a lot of people in Sandpoint this weekend, but it's all good stuff. Chad, it's great to have you here. Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That's going to be it for today on North Idaho Thursday. And again, have a great Lost in the 50s weekend and go out and check out some lacrosse at Memorial Field starting tomorrow afternoon and going throughout the weekend as well. That's it for North Idaho Thursday. Until next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later. Oh,